Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of LFCC Online, Wednesday Night in the Word. As you may know, this year marks 40 incredible years of Living Faith Christian Center. Back in 1985, Dr. Lamont and I founded this ministry with a vision to see lives transformed by the power of God. And as part of our anniversary celebration, we're doing something special. On the first and second Wednesday of each month, we're reaching back into the archives to bring you a powerful series from Dr. Lamont called Experiencing God's Manifested Glory. For those who were here during his time, this will be a beautiful walk down memory lane. And for those who have joined us more recently, this will be an opportunity to experience his powerful teachings for the first time. No matter where you are in your faith journey, I know this series will bless you in a deep and meaningful way. So get ready, because what God has done before, he is still doing today. Let's dive in.
You were never designed to function outside of the garden. The world is not designed and not prepared to let you get ahead. Unless you sell out. Satan is the god of this world. If you give up all that God has given for you, then he'll let you have success. But if you try to live for God and then try to live in the world, you're going to find out whatever little bit of success you have is not going to last very long. Amen. Has anybody ever been there? You know, it's good sometime and sometime it's bad. That's not of God either. Adam had it good. How many of y'all want it good? Amen. Amen. Everybody say, in God's presence, it's always good.
It's always good.
Amen. Now, your success is tied to the environment of God's presence. That's where God wants you at. And over in John chapter 16, turn over there with me, please. In John 16, we're going to see something. Adam had it good. God put him in the presence, created his family in the presence. Everybody was in the presence of God. But then Adam messed up, got everybody kicked out of the presence of God. From that point on, there was struggle. God warned him. He said, you're going to sweat now. You're going to work hard. And you're going to eat from the hard work that you have to put forth. Got to work hard. You know, my grandfather worked hard. My grandmother worked hard. My father worked hard. Therefore, I'm going to work hard. That's my legacy. That's what, you know, that's all that I have. They worked hard and taught me how to work hard, so I'm going to work hard. I want you to know that's just the facts, but that ain't the truth. Amen. That may be your present situation or the present condition, but that's not the true nature that's inside you. Amen. Because the moment Adam got kicked out of the garden and the woman got kicked out of the garden, at that point, God covered it up. God would not allow them back into the garden. He put an angel or a cherubim. He put a cherubim there to protect the garden so that they wouldn't come back in. Why? Because if they came back in with their sinful nature, they would have continued to spread evil in the presence of God. And that cannot be so. So now man was stuck. He was on his own. He had to work for a living. There wasn't no glory. Wasn't no good. Wasn't no very good. It was make it the best way you can, Jack. Amen. That's where, look at your neighbor and say, hey, I'm just telling the truth right now. But God wanted to save you, bring you back. So, when you got saved, because you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, God, realizing that he could not bring you back into the garden, so therefore, he decided to bring the garden to you. Amen. Are you with me right now? You still with me? You couldn't go back to the garden. Because the garden had been removed. But he could. Now, it's not the physical garden. Remember, it represents what? His presence. So God sent his presence to you. The presence of God is God himself. It is the Spirit of God. Presence. The presence of God. He sent the presence to you. Did you find John 16? Jesus is speaking about it. He's trying to prepare them. He's trying to get them ready. He says in verse 12, he said, I got many things to say unto you, but you cannot, what? You can't bear them now. You can't bear them now. Why? Because you're not in the presence. Oh, y'all understand. You're outside the garden. You can't understand it because the natural man can't receive it. Eyes cannot see. Ears have not heard. You can't perceive the things that God has for you. Oh, talk to me, church. Jesus was already in the presence, but everybody else was not in the presence. So he says, I got a lot to say, but you can't. You can't receive it. You can't understand it. You can't receive this revelation. He said in verse 13, however, glory to God. However, when he, the Spirit of the true nature of God, when the Spirit of the true nature of God, the presence of God shows up. He will guide you out of all the facts been holding you back into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he what? That shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. I want you to know, he's going to show you things to come. But I want you to know today, your time has come. Amen. Your time is now. Hallelujah. He's going to show you. He's going to show you. Or another word for show, he's going to reveal to you. Your time is now. What's he going to reveal? Verse 14. He's going to what? He's going to glorify me. Oh, my goodness. He's going to glorify me the same way that I glorified my Father. When the Father put the glory in me, I did things that glorified him. Now the Spirit is going to glorify me. Why? How? Ooh, glory. Oh, my goodness. For he shall receive of mine and shall reveal it unto you. See, when you get it, it's going to manifest in you. And when it manifests in you, Jesus is going to be glorified. If you've got an incurable disease, that's the fact. But the truth is, by his stripes, you are healed. When that healing gets manifested, come on, church, the healing is going to be manifested. From in you, it's going to come out. It's going to be revealed to everybody else so eyes can see. Everybody's going to hear that somebody got healed and Jesus healed them. He gets glorified. You keep the... Come on, church. When you come into the presence of God, when you come to the presence of God, anything can happen. Yes. And when it happens, Jesus gets glorified. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's not going to speak about himself. He's just the presence. When someone walks in and says, I believe God's going to meet my needs, all of a sudden, that presence begins to reveal within them the favor of God. They didn't even leave the church, but they know that they know that they know everything's going to be all right. Oh, talk to me somebody. Hallelujah. Then they walk out, and everything starts working their way. Why? God's getting the glory. Jesus is being glorified. Amen. He shall take of mine and reveal it unto you. What's he going to reveal? Verse 15. He's going to reveal all things. Oh, glory to God. That the Father has. Oh, my goodness. Everything that the Father has. All he has. In the presence of God, anything, all things are possible. In the presence of God, all things are possible. Why? Because all things that the Father has are mine, Jesus said, and what's mine is yours, and what's yours can be revealed in the presence of God. All God has. Everybody say, all God has.
All God has.
What is all that God has? That's his glory. That's his glory. God is God. But when you look at God, you're going to see everything. That's his glory. That's his nature. He is all in all. He is everything. All things that the Father has are mine. In his presence, you, in his presence, you will learn that everything he has, watch this now, has been put in you because he put it in me. And when I came in you, oh, Only the truth can reveal this to you. Not your natural condition. Only the truth. Remember, it's spiritually discerned. The natural man can't receive it. It's too big. He can't fathom it. It's foolishness to him. But what's in you came from him. And in his presence, and watch this, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he is the presence of God. He's the presence of God. And he's there to reveal to you the things that God has placed in you. Yay, the deep things. Deep things. You see, the things that are of God were deep. He hid them deep. And he hid them deep inside you. When you hide something deep, you don't expect anybody else to. All right. Watch this. When you hide something deep, you bury it deep, you don't expect anybody else to what? Find it. That's why the Bible says, we have this treasure. Oh, in this earthen vessel, God hid it, and he's the only one with the map to get to it. Oh, y'all don't understand. You can't go to school and figure it out. You can't study and figure it out. You can't force it out. You can't work it out. You can't make it come out. Only God knows exactly where it is. Hey, God knows where he put it. He knows how deep he put it. But the Spirit, he said, but God will reveal it unto us by his Spirit, who knows the deep things of God. He knows how to get it out. In other words, you will not see this without God being present with you. It will not come out without God being present with you. People think that church is just, well, as long as I, as long as I get born again and I go to church, you know, when I die, I'll go to heaven. That ain't what this is about, folks. It's about you getting back your true identity. It's you getting back what really belongs to you. Amen. It's you getting back in the God's presence so that what is truly inside you can truly be revealed. Glory to God. How many of you ready for this? My, my, my. This is what it's all about. Church is not something some club you go to every week to make you feel good, like you accomplished something. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Hey, how good and pleasant it is to come together with my brethren and my sisters in the presence of the Lord, because we're two or three. Are gathering. Oh, y'all don't understand. I'm going to be there. Oh. And when I'm there, things happen. People get revelated. People get healed. People get delivered. People get strengthened. People get empowered. People get all they need. In the presence. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. Because we're getting ready to close. And we're, We're going to come back to this. You see, this is the mystery. That if the devil had only known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If he had only known that God had already hid his glory deep inside of you and me, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. And all that is mine will be revealed in you. Because they didn't know that, they crucified him, opening the door for Jesus to come in us. Spiritually. If they had known, they would have left him in the flesh. I'll say it again. They would have left, if they had known, they would have left that bad boy trapped in the flesh. Because flesh can't get it. You understand? See, I can't give. I just can't give it to him. Here, take some of this flesh. Take some of this. It's going to bless you real good. I can't get it to him. Flesh can't reveal it. Flesh can't function in it. That's not the methodology. So while Jesus was in the flesh, he can only watch this. He can only reveal, or he can only expose people if they had enough faith to receive it from him. Hallelujah. Touch the hem of his garment. They would just receive from him, but they didn't have it for themselves. You understanding it? But once he died, it was no longer, you got to touch me. You ain't got to, hey, you don't have to touch me no more, because now it's going to be inside you. I don't need to stay here no more. Oh, I'm going to go back to my Father, because right now, greater is he that is in you. You don't need me here. Because what's in you comes directly from God himself. Oh, my goodness. Come on, church, you're going to a whole new level. Whole new level. Glory to God. Let me help you out here. Don't try and grab this here. Get it here, and then your head's going to line up. Amen. God did this because he loved you. Amen. Everything that God has for you, now watch this. It's all been hidden inside you, deep inside you. Why? Because God, the Bible said, God, one day, his presence would come upon you. And when his presence is on you, with you, then, watch this, then God, who is deep, can call to that which is. Deep will call to deep. Amen. To reveal what eyes have not seen. Amen. And ears have not heard. Deep will call to deep, and it shall come forth. His deep's going to call and say, come out. Come out. Jesus was born in the flesh. walking around 30 years doing what you and I do. He was working. He was a carpenter. He had to make a living and take care of his mother and all those siblings he had. Take care of them. But then he went down to the Jordan River. And the Spirit of the Lord, descended upon him. In the presence of God, the voice of the Lord began to call out. And deep called to deep. And what was in him was revealed. No one knew he was the Savior until deep. Oh, y'all know him. Until deep called to deep. The apostles walking with Jesus, watching and seeing all the miracles he did when he died. They said, well, what are we going to do? I don't know. He ain't here to provide for us, so we better go back to work. They went back fishing. They went back to what they did, trying to make a living, fishing. They were out there doing their own thing. But on the day of Pentecost, oh, y'all don't understand, when the Spirit of the Lord showed up and came upon all of them, deep, called to deep. Oh, and those disciples became apostles of the Most High God. And Peter stood up and said, hey, this is that. What they've been talking about all along, this is what it is. And he began to minister and preach. Why? Because deep called to deep. And the true nature of what Peter, James, and John were supposed to be came out. Come on, somebody. Catch hold of it. It all came out. Paul was going about minding his business, doing what he wanted to do, killing Christians, having a good old time. But on the road to Damascus, oh, yeah. The presence of the Lord showed up. Oh, come on. The presence of the Lord showed up and knocked Paul off his horse. And Paul was saying, what's up, Lord? And he said, Paul, what you doing ain't good. From that moment on, while Paul was laying on the ground, deep. Paul's sitting there, what's up, Lord? Deep. Called to deep. And what came out of Paul was his true nature. What came out of him was the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here you are, 2006, trying to live your life for the Lord, minding your own business, praising God best way you can. But God said this year is going to be your year. Oh, y'all don't understand. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You've been working. You've been knowing the best you can. But this year, deep. Is going to call to deep. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Shikamamabaka. Deep is going to call. Hallelujah. And eyes haven't seen it. Oh, ears haven't heard the stuff that's going to come out of you, the things God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord, it's going to be revealed. Can somebody say hallelujah? Come on, give him some praise. Your time. Your time is now. Come on, say, my time has come. The presence of the Lord is here. He's ready to reveal in me his glory. And I am ready now. Give the Lord a big praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him right now. Go ahead. Just worship him. Just bathe in his presence. Just bathe in his presence. Keep going, keep going. Just bathe in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Shama, mama, 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 mama. Oh, mama, roba, boku. Hallelujah. The purpose of the Spirit of God in your life. He's not here so you can just say, I got the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. That's just a small manifestation of glory. But he's here to take you from glory to glory. God wants to reveal in you what is truly in you. And if you've been paying close attention, there's nothing that can stop it from coming to pass. Nothing. Because what this is an operation of God, by God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're going to do something in you that has never been seen before. Won't be the first time they've done it, but you're going to be the next great thing that they do. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabashika na mama baro da da besiki. No, Rababa nesiki. Lord, glory to God. Lord, we long to be in your presence. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. We welcome you in our midst. We welcome you in our life. We welcome your leading. Lord, we don't want to be outside of your presence at all. Holy Spirit, never ever leave us. We're believing and we're receiving right now, this day, this year, we're preparing ourselves. Lord, whenever you call, when it happens, we know that you will be glorified in us. We look forward to it, Lord. We thank you. Manifest yourself in our life, oh God. Manifest yourself. Lord, we look forward to seeing who we really are. We look forward to it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, mama, she come, mama, randa de seya. Gandola barra di lile kinda mababoko. Kilo lona mansanda de kilia mabababaka. Meyoro mababoro do shikri baka. Kumamaraki. Kora ma bibisi si kala bota da poco. Hand Minister Marsha the mic. Ki mama baro de si ki. Koma robo do da de ki. Kena mamba baba baba boko. Kora baba baba boko. Dialoko.
Learn to listen. Learn to listen to my voice when I call. It won't be loud. It will be soft. And I will speak to your spirit. I will speak to that which I have placed inside. Listen to my voice so that you may manifest my glory in your life, saith the Lord your God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. They asked, Elisha asked the Lord, he said, Lord, you might as well just kill me because there ain't nobody else down here doing what I'm doing, and they're out to kill me. He's hiding in a cave because some woman said he's going to kill him. Jezebel said she's going to kill him. And the Lord said, what are you doing in the cave, Elisha? He said, I'm hiding. Because there's nobody out there like me. I'm the only one preaching your word. And the Lord said, Elisha, you ain't the only one. I got 7,000 just like you. Doing the same thing you're doing. Get your little self up and get out that cave. God wants to reveal things in you that are uniquely you. Then they're going to reveal things in the person next to you that are uniquely them. Then he's going to reveal things in the person next to both of you. That is uniquely them. When the presence of the Lord gets done revealing what is truly God, the end result will be God Himself. And the world will know. Church, we're coming to a time. And I want you to know this is the year when God's going to begin revealing, especially to those who are ready. You're going to know it one way or another. You're going to know it because either you've won being revealed, or you're going to see others get revealed and you didn't. It's going to be hard times in 2006, hard times for the people in the world. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot of tragedy. A lot of things are going to start happening. Fear is going to run rampant. But God's going to be revealing his glory inside of each and every one of his people. Those who are fearful are going to come to you. They're going to come looking for you, looking at you. Because when things get dark, you're going to be the only thing lighting up their life. Amen. So get ready for this year. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Don't live your life based on what you read or based on what you hear on the news. You live your life based in the presence, in the garden of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Because there it's going to be very good. Praise God. So, I'm trying to close. Because I got too much to go on, but you can't hold it all. It's not time yet. However, when the Spirit of Truth comes on you, then you're going to be revealed. Amen. That revelation is going to flow in your life.
We're excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study, held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue, we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher.